Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X, where I have the privilege to highlight the best and brightest businesses. I'm your host, Janine Sippel-Doherty, and I'm proud to bring you my series, Destination Lifestyle and Design, where I spotlight businesses and influencers of lifestyles and design in all destinations, sponsored by my company, J9 Designs, LLC. And today, I would like to welcome to the studio Tracy Colburn, Vice President of Operations, and Lisa Bernard, Corporate Sales Director of Cadence Living. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you. It's great to be here.
I just want to say, for those listening in, Cadence Living is a very unique opportunity for those in the senior living. I just want to briefly kind of get to know Cadence Living. You can also check this out on their website. This is what really stood out to me. At Cadence Living, their communities dance to a different beat. Whether you live or work at Cadence Community, or you're a developing partner or management client, you'll notice the upbeat tempo designed to inspire personal creativity, connection, and conscious well-being. And I just wanted to give that as a great introduction to your company and say that I've had the joy and pleasure of meeting these ladies once before and getting connected with their company and learning a little bit more about them. I was really impressed by their consciousness to their residents, to their consciousness of design. We are obviously in a destination. Arizona is a destination area. Your company is based in Scottsdale, Arizona, but by no means are they a one state location type of company or lifestyle. And with that, I just wanted to open up and share with them, you know, an opportunity to share with us a little bit more about their company. But I just want to say that the Cadence Living currently owns communities in California, Arizona, Georgia, Tennessee, and Colorado. And as you know, ladies, those are really, some already are, you know, destination lifestyle locations, and also some are up and coming. And especially in the senior living realm, I just wanted to find out a little bit more about how destination lifestyles pertain to senior living and your strengths in the senior living communities. Any thoughts on that, Tracy or Lisa? Tell us a little bit more about Cadence Living.
Well, Cadence Living was founded in October 2016 and was basically a rebranding of a former management company. And like you said, we manage and develop senior living communities, and we have independent assisted living and memory care. We provide those services in our communities. One thing about our community is we build our communities to make them a destination. Our design and influence and the detail in the amenities that we put in these communities really are a destination for seniors that they truly want to live in our communities. And so that is the goal, that we want people who want to be there and to enjoy the community lifestyle and the amenities that we have to offer. You know, we do a lot of things in our communities, restaurants, gourmet style dining. And so those are the things that our residents look for when they come to our communities.
Absolutely. That is so key. And do you find, and because I am kind of new to knowing a little bit more about the senior living, and that's obviously a very strong and up and coming type of industry. Obviously, it has, tell me, and I'm curious, that's why I'm asking, how it has really changed over the years, say 20 years from now, say currently, and projecting forward what Cadence Living is looking to do. And then we'll regroup back and talk about some current projects and more about the communities, because that's really exciting.
Senior housing has changed so much. I have a perfect example of it. Back when I was 16 years old, my great-grandfather had to move into a nursing home because that's all that was available at the time. There wasn't assisted living. There weren't independent living communities, but my grandparents could no longer care for him at home. I remember going to visit him at this nursing home and walking in, and there was a smell, and it was dark, and people were crying out from their rooms, "Help me, help me," and one lady even grabbed me as I was walking by her studio, and I was terrified. Wow. I didn't want to go back and visit him again. And I love this man. What's interesting is fast forward many years later, and I'm working in the senior housing industry that I kind of fell into. And I want to do an assessment for somebody who's living in or at that skill doing a rehab and then going to be moving into an assisted living. And it was right by my grandparents' house. So I went and did the assessment and called my grandfather and said, can I meet you for lunch since I'm out here? What are you doing out here? I told him where I had gone. And he goes, that's the dump your great-grandfather was in. Why were you out there? And I said, no, it wasn't. I remember that place distinctly. And he said, no, Lisa, it's that. People are realizing that these are a place to live, not a place to die. Senior housing has come so far, and I think a lot of people still have that negative connotation in their head of what senior housing is. And Cadence is doing everything in their power to make sure it is a place to live. We're developing different kinds of activity programs. People are finding new connections. There's so many people that they've outlived their friends or they've outlived their spouse. And what do I do now? What is the next step? So senior housing is now a place to live. And we want to celebrate that and give you opportunities. Something as simple as you get sick of eating by yourself. Now you have companions to eat with. There's somebody looking out for mom or dad, but allowing them to be as independent as possible. I think it's come a long way. It still has a long way to go. And what people are going to want is completely different. I mean, we made that step from skilled nursing, where it was somewhere depressing to go to assisted livings that were lighter and had light and they had their own apartments. Now, you know, we're going into the baby boomers are hitting senior housing and we've got to meet their needs. So that means yoga and holistic and art classes. And like Tracy said, the gourmet dining, it's all about continuing this lifestyle, but continuing it with friends and having the help there when you need it.
I think that's beautifully said. Tracy, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, I think Lisa's right. You know, senior living is not what we all thought it was. When we were younger, you think of what Lisa said. And now people are more educated and more savvy with the internet, social media. So they're looking for that different lifestyle. And I think one thing is really important is that senior living is going to evolve. It is going to evolve as the baby boomers come of age and the different programming that they want to see, not only the yoga, but technology. Technology will be a forefront in our minds because that's what the world is coming to. We all have cell phones. We all have, you know, the latest, greatest iPad, iPod, you know, computers. And there are so many things that are out there. So I think if we continue to evolve and provide what they really want, then we'll be successful.
Absolutely. Definitely. I want to hit going back to Lisa's point. I'll definitely hit on that. We'll go back to the experiential side of Cadence Living and your properties. There's definitely a nugget there I want to circle back on. Tell us a little bit, though, just to give us a background of Cadence Living, your development team. I know some of the properties are owned or some are just managed. Your team and your strengths.
Well, our team, Cadence was actually founded by Eric Gruber and Rob Leinbach. Like I said, they formed Cadence back in 2016. And from there, they just had a vision. And the vision was to provide these communities that were vibrant and lively and had music in them.
Vibrant, lively, and had music in them. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
That upbeat, that when you go in, there's life. And when you go in, you feel like you're coming to Thanksgiving, when you're all sitting around and, you know, everyone is just talking and laughing and happy. And so that's the type of communities we want to create. And we do own, we do develop, and we do manage some of the communities. We currently have 4 communities going under construction in the Phoenix area.
Wow.
Along with, we currently have 6 communities operating, one in Orange, California called Kirkwood Orange. We are managing a community in Fresno. It's called Wyndham. We own and operate Cadence Millbrae in the Bay Area in California. We have a community in
Jonesboro, Georgia, and in Marietta, Georgia. And then we also have one, it's called Rivergate by Cadence, and that's in Tennessee.
Fantastic. Those for us listening on the East Coast and the Atlanta area. And, you know, you've got family out there, especially this time of year, we're meeting with families. And like I heard in another discussion at another meeting, Tracy mentioned, and maybe it was Lisa as well, this time of year is when those conversations happen. Am I correct? Am I remembering that correct?
Yes, it's kind of interesting. People don't realize how cyclical senior housing move-ins can be. But what generally happens is, you know, especially in Arizona or in other destination states that we have the people who move there.
Yeah.
Families come out to see their loved ones during the holidays, and it's very easy to mask that things are okay on the phone. And then they come out to see mom or dad, spend some quality time with them, and realize maybe things aren't going as well as they thought. The house isn't in the same state. They realize that they're not eating anything but, you know, donuts from the store. There's some health issues they've ignored. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there's a panic.
And we can all relate to that to somewhat in our family, you know, on some level.
Yeah.
It may not be a dire situation, but it's just, wait a second, something seems off.
Yeah.
And then it gets you thinking. And then you, obviously, if you are caring or thinking about, you know, what's the next step, it's just a little nugget that starts. And then, like you say, the conversations happen. And what impresses me when I hear about your company is that you already are in the minds of your client way before they walk in the door. No?
Yes.
Right?
Very much so. I think that, you know, the common misconception, and I joke about it because I am a salesperson and my job is sales, but we're here to sell. In senior housing, it's completely different. You know, I've had people approach me about wanting a job, and they're real salespeople. And we need people who can relate to the families, because one of the things that we say at Cadence that I really love is we aren't the right fit for every person. So we want to be able to educate the families. We're here to help them. And whether it be at our community or somewhere else, people, as educated as they are, if they're doing the research ahead of time, they still are in panic mode, because I might have thought about this, but oh my gosh, the reality is hitting me now. What am I going to do? They need counseling. They need somebody to listen and somebody to relate and understand what they're going through. And so what I love about our sales team is they have that philosophy. I'm here to build a relationship with you, to help you with this next step, because I'm not just here to sell you an apartment, because if we're not the right fit, then let me help you. But I think that that's something that's got to be different. You've got to have a heart to be in this industry and really, really relate and be there for the families.
And I think that that shows, you know, just from the little blip on the website about who you are, and then Tracy, you sharing your information about the founders and their philosophy. I think that comes through, and it's so true what you said, Lisa, is being a resource. Mm-hmm. I think that that does distinguish some communities from developers from others, is being a true resource at heart. And letting that come through. And that, it really impressed me, learning more about your company. So currently, with the four here in the Phoenix area, six communities that you operate all over the country, what's some of the current projects that are under development or that you are projecting out that are going to be exciting and be able to be a resource and for these clients, either for the children of, or if a homeowner knows, you know what, it's time and I'm looking for a change. And where do I go? And what do I do? And what are the options out there for me? What can you share?
Well, we're really excited because our first community that we developed is opening in February, probably mid-February. It is 165 total units. 42 are memory care with three separate neighborhoods. The remaining portion of our building is 103 apartments. And we are a rental retirement community. So you don't have to give us the $100,000, $200,000 up front. We just, it's a month-to-month agreement, and we are strictly rental. So that's the nice option that we present to people, because it gives them the flexibility that if someone moves in and they're not happy, we don't want to make them feel like they're trapped. We want to give them that option that if they want to move out, they can. Hopefully they won't, because we're providing the best service and that
amenities,
community, that's possible. Correct.
Exactly, all that, you know. And I do remember hearing your rundown to me, if you don't mind me sharing that again, not just, you know, the fine dining and whatnot, but some of the community events or that you're thinking about and planning for this community and for others. I thought that was really interesting. I think bringing outside people in, not Correct. Just what's on property, so to speak.
Correct.
Yeah.
So in Spirit Arrowhead, like I said, it's the first community opening. And
that's located in
Glendale, Arizona.
Glendale, Arizona. Okay, great.
And that community will be very distinct because it will offer a lot of different things on site. Not only do we have a movie theater,
yes.
fine dining, exercise class, we have a swimming pool, but we'll also bring people from the outside in. So we'll partner with the Phoenix Art Museum.
Oh, fantastic.
We will partner with local companies and businesses in the area and bring those services as exercise classes, yoga, water aerobics.
So they don't have to go out to these things. They are going to come literally to their front door.
They are. Art class, origami, poetry, all those types of classes. So, and we'll evolve.
Mm-hmm.
We will evolve to what our residents want. We will listen to them because someone may not like water aerobics, but they love poetry.
And that just reminds me, speaking of design, bringing it back to that, the property is almost ready to open. We're talking about, you know, February. But there was one story I remember you shared about the ceiling detail in the fine dining area. I thought that that was very interesting that, again, you listen, that you as a developer listen to the feedback that was given you. It was something about it being dark or too light or they needed to change it because of the way the residents felt in the space. But you were responsive to that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. When it was first designed, it was a little bit dark. So we decided to add additional lighting because we knew that seniors, you know, their senses go. As we get older, our senses go. And one of the first is taste. Next, sight.
Really?
You know, hearing.
Taste is first. I didn't know that. Wow.
And
that's fantastic.
One of the things
that
people don't realize about the taste, which I think is hilarious, because I can look back in retrospect now that I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
The last taste buds we have left are sweet taste buds.
You're kidding.
No. So
that goes back to your donut story. Mm-hmm,
my donut story. or the other thing is we go through so much ice cream in senior housing. It's hilarious.
I see. And I did not know that it was literally a biological,
And then your medicine
thing.
Messes with it, your taste buds as
interesting.
Well.
Interesting.
So dining is always a challenge.
Yeah. And it's interesting that Lisa said ice cream because our community in Kirkwood, in Orange, California is called Kirkwood Orange. It's a small, very intimate community. It's 48 apartments, mostly assisted living and memory care. But as you walk into the community, there's an ice cream parlor.
Oh,
and so it is darling. And that is the focal point of that community. And we have it available 24/7.
Oh my gosh.
And the residents go in and scoop their own ice cream. And then we'll go into the living room and just eat their ice cream cone.
That just gives me the chills right there because I can literally visualize it and I can just see the hominess of it. And now, was that? Do you think that that's something that was asked for or it was just something you felt intuitively as a developer? Hey, we need to listen and provide this for our residents.
You know, that community was actually an acquisition. So that was already there. But what we did was we revamped it and redecorated it. So it had a more appealing look and feel so that the residents would want to go in there.
Absolutely.
And so that's where that design element comes in is what is attractive to a particular room that makes somebody want to go into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what made me remember the dining room story is because, you know, in the rendering, it looked beautiful. And I thought, oh, that's great. You know, that's a nice fine dining look and it's dark and it's heavy. But then the immediate comment back was, oh yeah, we had to take it out. Our residents thought it was too this or too that. And I thought that's very, very well done for a developer to, before it's even open, make changes and listen to your residents. So that really stood out to me. And I think that that speaks strongly to your, not only your consciousness to your clients, but also how the design affects the space and your clients. I thought that was very interesting. So this new development coming Glendale opening in February, you have others that are on the book, so to speak. Are we allowed to talk about those yet? Are they still secretive?
Well, they don't have the password, Janine. We can maybe talk to you then.
Yes, maybe we need the password. If you feel like you want to share those to know other people, what other communities are coming up, it's very exciting.
Absolutely. I'll only share a few.
Okay.
The ones that haven't been solidified, I won't be sharing. But the next community we have on the books is called Akoya Mesa. And that is out in East Mesa on Brown Road. And that community is 170 units.
Okay.
142 independent assisted living and then 28 memory care. And that's two separate neighborhoods. What's really unique about our communities, and I didn't mention this earlier, is that we actually license our entire building.
Okay.
So we license it for assisted living, but we do accept independent living residents. And that's a nice feature because if you move in and you're independent and you don't necessarily need those services yet, if there comes a point in time where you do need those services, you don't have to move again.
Okay.
You're going to stay right there in your home, in your apartment. Whereas some communities, you do have to move to the other side of the building.
I see.
Or to that area. And that's something that we really discourage and we promote that it's your home. We want to be able to provide the services that you need in your home.
Very interesting. Now, speaking of design, what should the residents expect design-wise in, you know, for their aesthetics, if that's important to them, you know, for their units and for the communal areas and the common areas?
You know, each community is going to be different according to the market.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
You know, Glendale is very different than East Mesa.
And so you're conscious of that. And
we are very conscious.
Okay, interesting. So what would you say, just forgive me as a reference, but for Glendale versus Mesa, you know, what are going to be the different styles of amenities or design that you're kind of looking for your residents?
Well, Inspira is going to be more bright.
Okay.
Not necessarily more bright, but it'll have more
brighter colors.
Uh-huh. Just a feeling of, you know, newness and
okay.
a feeling of it, more contemporary.
Okay, more contemporary.
Mm-hmm. And then the community in Mesa, Coya Mesa, is going to be more Midwestern, just more homey, warm
okay.
colors. And just residents wanting to have that feel when they
Yeah, it's very one of the things we joke about my husband calls it West Chicago out here.
Perfect.
Because,
It is.
We go to sporting events and there's more Chicago fans than there are Arizona.
Yes.
So and that's true of the Dakotas, Minnesota. You know, that's I almost am in shock when I meet a native Arizonan.
For sure.
Like Tracy is. I'm like, what? You were born and live here?
Exactly.
A lot of the residents in the Mesa area specifically are from the Midwest. So I think they did a great job of bringing that feel into the community.
Beautiful. And I think that's why, you know, I circle back again on the cadence and you don't even spotlight it, but I just want to spotlight it. You know, that attention to detail. It's not so much the detail in the building. Mm-hmm. It's the detail in the consciousness to your residents and their needs and being a resource and giving them a lifestyle. You are in this 24/7. You are dialed in. Nobody's going to say that you are not an expert at what you do. And that's not just true of my two guests today, but I would say that that's true of the whole team. And I will have the pleasure of probably meeting more in your team, but I just wanted to share that just from my experience so far. It's just a feeling that I get.
Absolutely. And when you said team, you know, Janine, we actually, when we look for team members, we obviously want people who want to be in this industry, like Lisa said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There is a special type of person who wants to work with seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can do it. It's often challenging. It can be somewhat sad sometimes, but knowing that you're helping that person and rebuilding and wanting to make them live again.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look for people to join our teams is we're looking for those compassionate folks and people with knowledge and who have been in the industry. Like you said earlier, we have over 150 years of experience on our team. And a lot of our folks have been in this industry for 15, 20 plus years.
Right.
And we all come from different backgrounds. And I think that's what makes Cadence a little bit more unique is that we're pulling from different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes us successful.
Absolutely. We talked about the future plans and maybe how, let's just briefly just circle back and how you currently operate your I don't know even know if it's going to be interesting to our listeners or not, but I just wanted to touch on it, the operating of your properties. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, what makes you different from others in terms of not only the amenities, we talked about that, not only the design we talked about, not only the experience that you guys bring to the table, we talked about that, but just operational, more of a business insider's take on it. But, you know, how does that make Cadence different operational than, say, some of the other competitors out there?
No, that's a great question because that's something we
Because that's your field. You're the operator directing.
That's what
the vice president of operations. Yes.
We pride ourselves on that because we know that, you know, every community in our portfolio is different, where a lot of the other operators will treat each community exactly the same.
Interesting. Okay.
But that's one thing we take a look at is we know that the community in Tennessee is going to be very different than the community in the Bay Area.
Oh,
the
yeah.
programming is going to be different because the residents in Tennessee are not necessarily going to want what the residents in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest thing is that we have that flexibility.
Oh, right.
To evolve and to change the programming or to change the type of food per community.
Mm.
Whereas some of the other operators, everything has to fit into a box.
Okay.
And if anything starts coming out of that box, they shove it back in that box.
Mm.
Whereas I think we've got more of a huge circle.
Okay.
And we'll gather it all in. But if somebody wants to go out of the circle a little bit, we're going to allow that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the biggest differentiators with our communities and our company is that we realize that not every programming is going to work at every single community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the residents are different. If they don't want to do a certain activity today and because they don't feel like it,
right?
Okay.
Right. There's that flexibility.
On.
If we knew that this didn't work, we tried it for a couple of months. I'm just trying to think of maybe a class or a program, you know, in one of the communities.
Well, I something is simple. Well, I don't call it simple, but bridge. People who are into bridge are into bridge. And
oh, yeah.
They can be okay. very serious and focused. And what I didn't realize, because I don't play bridge, is there's like a master level that counts points and things of that nature. When I've been talking to people that are moving into the Glendale community, there's quite a few people who play bridge.
Okay.
When I was at Tennessee, I brought that up and they're like, no, we're more of a canasta group. It's something simple like that. They'd rather play the rummy, whereas we have the bridge players. That's not saying that we won't play canasta or rummy up here, but that's something that can be highlighted in the community and even religious services.
Oh, yes, please talk about that,
that
too.
Because, you know, that's something important to know. In Mesa, obviously, there's a high LDS population, so we're building that relationship with the LDS church.
Great.
When I was in Tennessee, it was all about the Baptist religion. About 75% of the residents are Baptist. So one of the things that we're working on is partnering with the local churches. Our Akoya Mesa property, there is a 55-plus community right down the street from us that we're working with, and they have their own church. We've already discussed about how we're going to get our residents on a bus to that church. So it's really getting to know, and that's why we try and hire people who are from the local area, because they know what's going on in that community and partnering with the local churches, local shops. I mean, we're even doing like a poetry class with somebody at our Mesa sales office who's from the area. So,
oh, fantastic. And I love I love hearing the stories. We heard a story about the ice cream shop.
Uh-huh.
We heard a story about trying to partner with the locals. The card games, I think, is so it's small, but it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The little touches. I mean, you think about it at your house. I joke about it with my husband. I'm sitting down watching TV and he'll come home and change the channel. And I'm like, wait a minute, I was watching that. So we want them to think of the communities as their whole house,
okay.
not just their apartment. So we want it to reflect individual needs. We don't want to just have a one size fits all. Like Tracy said, one of the things that I love about our Glendale property is we are having a covered dog park.
Oh.
Which sounds kind of silly, but some places restrict sizes of animals.
Yeah,
they restrict our communities. We want it to be their home. Their pets are their home. They're already downsizing.
Pets are allowed?
Pets are allowed.
Okay.
And actually, in my opinion, encouraged because I'm an animal-aholic. As a matter of fact, there's a cute puppy running around here that I want to go play with. but one of the other things that I'd love Tracy to touch on is the partnership that we're doing with Treasure House up in Glendale.
Oh, please.
Yeah, so our Inspira Arrowhead location is right next to Treasure House, and we will be doing a lot of intergenerational programming with them. We will have our residents going to their home and volunteering and vice versa, and just building those relationships within that community.
Fantastic.
like I said, we are taking each community, each experience in, and, you know, every resident is different. You know, there's some similarities in stories, but really it breaks down to each individual resident. I just met with a couple last week when I was up in Glendale, and, you know, you get to hear such amazing stories.
Stories upon stories, right?
I love, you know, it was funny about 10, 12 years ago, I was working in a community and we had several people that were approaching 100 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And so one of the questions I asked them, because I just wanted to know, you know, the world has changed so much since they were born. What's your favorite thing? And every single woman said the washing machine was their favorite thing that was built since they've been born. They're like, if you ever had to do laundry before a washing machine was born or built, you'll understand. And so just some of the stories, this one lady I met with last week, she's originally from the Philippines, but she was with the embassy and she traveled all over the world. We get to hear such fascinating stories. And I think people lose track of what's out there and talking to the residents and how many similarities we have from generation to generation. And I love the fact that my niece, she's 16 now, my grandmother, who was her grandmother, long story, was in a skilled nursing facility for a while because she needed some care. And she started playing bunco with the ladies there every Sunday when we visited. So still once a month she goes because she's built these relationships with these residents.
And I'm sure these types of things are going to be happening in your communities and do happen in your communities. Mm-hmm. Those intergenerational moments. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
We want to give back. I mean, that's what it's about, is the residents are, you know, they have lived a long lifetime and they've done a lot of different things. And so they've got that knowledge and experience. And if we can give back to the community, that's what we really want to strive to do.
I love it. I am so, again, like I said, was so impressed with them and wanted to have them on the show to share their story, because I'm impressed by their consciousness to their residents, to their design, to their communities. And is there anything else that we want to share about Cadence that we didn't touch on that's important?
You know, I just wanted to mention a couple of our other communities that are under development. We have a community that'll be going up in the North Scottsdale area called Akoya Scottsdale at Troon. Also, we are breaking ground on one in Chandler after the first of the year. We'll have a community completed by the end of this year in Greeley, Colorado.
Ooh.
Yes, excited about that one. A little snow, hopefully. Get away from the heat and the desert. And then our last community that's under construction is Rancho Cucamonga in California.
Oh, fantastic.
I just like saying that name.
It is. It's fun.
It's a fun name. It rolls off your tongue. Rancho Cucamonga.
And obviously, you know, you guys are going to be tailoring the needs and the design and the aesthetics and the community connections differently and all those. And that's really exciting. Where can we learn more about Cadence for those listening? Just give us the go-to.
Well, you can go to our website. It's cadencesl.com.
Cadencesl.com. Fantastic. Is there any social media sites that we want to shout out to?
Yes, we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And that's under Cadence. So for Facebook, that's Cadence Senior Living. Yes. And then under handle for other social medias.
Instagram, yes. And then each community will have its own Instagram page along with its own Facebook page.
Okay, Senior Living.
Correct. Okay. And then for the communities, it would be the community name.
Oh, okay.
Inspira Arrowhead. But if you go to our website, all of our communities are listed.
Perfect.
You click on those communities and it'll take you to their website directly.
Fantastic. And obviously, if anybody has any questions or need to reach out, there's a contact information there and probably directly to the communities or to Cadence Living directly for those who are interested in being partners with them or want to be interested in partnering with them on new developments. Please feel free to reach out to them because I think it's worth the conversation with this team. I just wanted to say thank you to Tracy and to Lisa for being here. Thank you for sharing your story of Cadence Living. I hope that it inspires you. I hope it inspires others. I hope it inspires some future residents for you. Thank you for you to listening in. We already talked about how to reach the Cadence Living. So thank you for listening into our conversation today about the world of destination lifestyle and design sponsored by J9 Designs LLC. I hope you enjoyed it and continue to the conversation at my Facebook page, J9 Designs, or LinkedIn, Phoenix Business Radio X. Thank you all very much. See you next time.